Welcome to the Urantia Radio Podcast. It is great to have you here. And on this particular episode, I want to delve into a particularly spectacular human being in the annals of our prehistory, according to the Urantia Revelation. And we're going to talk about Amadon. And it is such a beautifully told story that I thought it would be worth sharing, not only to illustrate the prose of the Urantia Revelation, but also of this very spectacular story that, according to the revelators, really did occur over 200,000 years ago on this very world. So let the book speak for itself, and I'll share with you now from paper 67, section 8, paragraph 1, continuing on, this is the human hero of the rebellion. The Lucifer Rebellion was withstood by many courageous beings on the various worlds of Satania, but the records of Salvington portray Amadon as the outstanding character of the entire system of his glorious rejection of the flood tides of sedition and in his unswerving devotion to Van. They stood together, unmoved in their loyalty to the supremacy of the Invisible Father and his son Michael. At the time of these momentous transactions, I was stationed on Edentia, and I am still conscious of the exhilaration I experienced as I perused the Salvington broadcast, which told me from day to day of the unbelievable steadfastness, the transcendent devotion, and the exquisite loyalty of this one-time semi-savage springing from the experimental and original stock of the Andonic race. From Edentia up through Salvington and even on to Uversa, for 7 long years, the first inquiry of all subordinate celestial life regarding the Satania Rebellion ever and always was, what of Amadon of Urantia? Does he still stand unmoved? If the Lucifer Rebellion has handicapped the local system and its fallen worlds, if the loss of this son and his misled associates has temporarily hampered the progress of the constellation of Norlishadec, then weigh the effect of the far-flung presentation of the inspiring performance of this one child of nature and his determined band of 143 comrades in standing steadfast for the higher concepts of universe management and administration in the face of such tremendous and adverse pressure exerted by his disloyal superiors. And let me assure you, this has already done more good in the universe of Nebadon and the super-universe of Orvinton than can ever be outweighed by the sum total of all the evil and sorrow of the Lucifer Rebellion. And all of this is a beautifully touching and superbly magnificent illumination of the wisdom of the Father's universal plan for mobilizing the core of mortal finality on Paradise, and for recruiting this vast group of mysterious servants of the future, largely from the common clay of the mortals of ascending progression, just such mortals as the impregnable Amadon. And that's our featured story and character this time up. Just a brief excursion, if you will, into just one of many wonderful characters to be found in the Urantia Revelation. Check us out online, urantiaradio.net, a great resource in the growing community of these Urantia Radio podcasts. Reach out to us, too, also at urantiabookradio@gmail.com. Until next time, God bless.